الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My brothers and sisters and elders, let me wish you a beautiful Eid al-Fitr and abundant reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for our siyam and qiyam and tilawat al-Qur'an and the sadaqah and so on, and for the good behavior. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and me and all of us in keeping with His majesty and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings and faults. Let us remember, however, that Ramadan did not come for Ramadan. Ramadan came for the rest of our lives. So let us take a few minutes and ask ourselves, how did Ramadan transform me? Because if it's just a date change, then today we are out of Ramadan already. But if we get transformed, then this will last for us and last with us for the rest of our lives. And therefore, Ramadan is and was an attempt and an opportunity for habit change and attitude change and life change. And therefore, we should become muttaqoon as a result of having passed one Ramadan. In Ramadan, we stayed away from what is normally halal, and this reinforces for us the importance of staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram for the rest of our lives, inshallah. So let us look at our aqaid, what did we believe, let us look at our actions, what we eat, what we drink, what we earn, where we earn from. Let us look at our relationships with our parents, with our siblings, spouses, children, friends, families and so on. How do we treat our neighbors, how do we behave in society? And ask the same question which was the reason for our existence through Ramadan, which is, does it please Allah? We did not eat and drink and so on during a certain period of the day for one reason only, because that was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is to reinforce that in the rest of our lives, that whatever we do it only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. In Ramadan, we came to the masjid in big numbers for Taraweeh, which is a nafil. Let not the masjid complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after Ramadan it has been abandoned. Because Salatul Isha is fard. Taraweeh was nafil. For nafil we all came, so what about fard? So let us come for the fard salah just like we used to come for Taraweeh. For 1 month we came, we didn't miss one single day. So let us make sure we do that. Let us pray at least, make this niyyah and say that I will pray at least one salah by jama'ah every day. The best thing is to pray Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha, because then we get the reward of praying the whole night. You pray Salatul Isha and then you pray the next day Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah both. Then we get the reward for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole night. This is the best way. But at least one Salah by Jama'ah. Any masjid, I'm not saying come here, whichever masjid. But make sure that you pray at least one Salah by Jama'ah every day and inshallah more. In Ramadan, we donated to causes, especially Gaza. Remember that those causes are still there. The suffering in Gaza is still there. While we eat and drink and so on and enjoy food and our festivities and happiness today with our brothers, sisters, families, let us remember that the people in Gaza are still starving. So let us eat and drink in moderation and make dua for those people. And make sure that this food, nothing is wasted. Also remember that we, in Ramadan, we spent money to feed people. But remember, people are not anacondas. They don't eat once in a year. So those who are hungry are still hungry. So let us continue with our charity for Gaza, for other places, to ensure that we set up systems whereby people, nobody needs to go hungry to bed. Believe me, this ummah, alhamdulillah, without taking a single cent from anybody, we as Muslims have enough money to make sure that no Muslim ever goes to bed hungry. If somebody is going to bed hungry, it's because of us. So let us not become the reason why they will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ramadan, we fasted also with our tongues and our eyes and our ears. We controlled our anger, we smiled at people, we were patient. Let us continue to do that for the rest of our lives. Habit change. That is the purpose of Ramadan. Backbiting, slander, profanity, cursing, useless talk, pornography, smoking, vaping, lottery, gambling, interest-based dealings are still haram. They did not become halal today on the day of Eid. So let us understand and remember that. Avoid all of those things because that is the purpose of our creation, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. In Ramadan, we prayed Qiyamul Layl. Let us remember that every night is Laylatul Qadr in that respect, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, who is there who wants anything from me? Let him ask. Who is there who needs my protection? Let him ask. Right? The meaning of the hadith, I'm not quoting the exact hadith. That remains and that is there for us every single night. So we did that in Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Let us make this into, inshallah, a beautiful habit to say that every day you will pray at least 2 rakat of tahajjud, wake up half an hour before, 45 minutes before the salat, time for Salatul Fajr starts, pray 2 rakat of tahajjud, read some Quran, go to the masjid for Salatul Fajr. Make this into a habit and it, believe me, it will bring so much barakah in your lives. You will never forget that, right? So do that. It's very easy and much to be done. Now, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, imanan wa ihtisaban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his past sins. And therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness and for him to forgive us and to release us and to free us from Jahannam. In conclusion, last, don't let differences and debate divide you in this Ramadan. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't spend your time talking about this tafsara and that tafsara and this politics and that politics. All of that is a complete and total waste of time. Right? If you can influence something, go influence it. If you cannot influence this, don't waste your time talking about all that. Makes no difference to anybody. Whatever is happening is happening. What you can do and I can do is talk to Allah. Because Allah can change and only Allah can change. Let's do that. Pray, spend time in salah, pray time in sujood, spend time in dhikr, and don't waste your time in debates and discussions and, you know, moon sighting and moon fighting and whatnot. Please, don't do all that. Forgive each other. Very, very important. Forgive each other. Whatever somebody did, doesn't matter. Forgive them. Talk to people. If you haven't talked to somebody for some time, go talk to them, call them. Especially people with whom we are related by blood. Very, very important. And finally, make a lot of dua for the people of Gaza, Sudan, Yemen, the Rohingya of Myanmar, the Uyghurs of China. And there's a long list. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's pray. Let's make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should free the Muslims from oppression, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make all of us obedient to him, jalla jalaluhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should fill our lives with his noor and khair and barakah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should protect us number one and most important, from his disobedience, which is the biggest of the calamities, and then from all the shurur of the ins and jinn, and from shar that we know and shar that we don't know. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.